Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
At one point, they had it in the half, and just who is that guy that's coming up behind?
Isolators!
Isol haters. It's that time of week where we put all of our resentments to the side, all of that bitterness that we have towards each other, and like Captain Planet in the episode of Captain Planet, where Captain Planet goes to Belfast and teaches the Protestants and Catholics to live side by side by opening a bakery. We won't be opening a bakery here right now. Instead, we will all, every one of us, be taking our tops off.
Everyone, take your tops off. It's a sleazy podcast.
Tops off Thursday. It's time to take your top off. It is Tops Off Thursday, the 26th of November, 2020. Big news, I'm free. Doddles, I've done me time and I'm a free man. I paid me debt to society. It is 2 weeks since I got a close COVID alert after being in A&E for 6.5 hours. And yeah, I've had 2 tests, no symptoms. I can go back out. I can get on with my life, doing the things I love. Licking lampposts, hugging dogs. Have I passed the time? Painting the house, conducting a major investigation into whether Courtney Love went to school in Drogheda. Conclusion? Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Drogheda. Hey.
I mean, the isolators have weighed in. Dara Brady. Sure, she named her band after Drogheda. Ooh, that is disrespectful to you, the fans of Hole. Come on, I was joking. And also the people of Drogheda. I love Drogheda. The Undrogheda Arts Centre. S. Hart says, sure, what else do you think Live Through This is about? Ooh, S. Hart. I fixed more bikes. Fixed a good one last. Fixed Cat Flap's bike last night. It wasn't so much, sometimes a fix, but other times it feels more like a holistic intervention. You know, because A lot of bicycle repair is in the mind of the bicycle. Sure, it was a death trap. It needed new brake blocks, new cables, tire. Gave it a rack so that things don't fall off when you just put them in a basket that looks like something from Blair Witch Project. And I unbuckled and tightened the back wheel. But at the same time, I really just let that bike believe in itself again. Yeah, sure, it was a death trap before, but now it's a life chariot. Moving forward, Nick writes, Dearest Nobblers, that's my name. I'm writing to you this evening unexpectedly. An original isolator, twice visitor to ACOL as a direct result of the tripod. Whoa, one time previous emailer. I now find myself in the prestigious but utterly unwanted category of LD2 hospital visitor, caused in some part by the isolating tripod Nick with just a C. What is this? I therefore feel obliged to warn all of the other isolators out there of my tale of woe in the hope that they don't make the same mistake I did and get so caught up in the tripod that they forget the other tasks in hand. What are these tasks? At around 2 p.m. this afternoon, this is yesterday, I received my daily email alerting me to the new PCAST. I gleefully donned my runners and coat. Yeah, athletic, your athleisure wear, and headed off on my daily tripod listening walk around my estate. I should point out here, when an Irish person says my estate, it's not, you know, going out to shoot pheasant or whatever. Normally an estate, in the Irish sense, is what was once a field where someone built loads of houses that kind of looked the same. Such is my Nick goes on. Such is my intense level of concentration on your words that somewhere between the story of your second and somewhat less comfortable Cocoa Pox test, yeah, it was like someone put their whole head up my nose, and your quest to find out if Courtney Love did in fact go to school in Drogheda, conclusion, eh, maybe, I mistook a step and quite literally face planted on the solid concrete pavement. Oh, shit. My fall was broken by my nose and forehead. They will do that time and time again. What followed was a bit of a blur of shiv-like blood flow. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been shivved. That's a part of my past that I don't talk about anymore. An ambulance journey, ooh, various hospital things, several x-rays, rumours of a skin graft, and then, thankfully, just some stitches and confirmation of a broken nose. Oh, my days. Huge thank you to the staff in St. Vincent's A&E who were amazing. So now, as I write to you from my couch, I don't know whether to feel honoured or annoyed that you and I now share the accolade of broken noses and permanent LD2 scars in the shape of a capital I for isolating. We both do, Nick, with just a C. It's true. We're both, I have sort of Harry Potter of the leg, and you, more traditional, Harry Potter of the face. I attached two photos for your reference. Yow! Cute, but also wow, wow. Thank you very much, Nick. On behalf of all of the isolators and the isol haters, get well soon. Also, we hope you don't get a close COVID alert from having been in hospital for ages and then have to spend 2 weeks slowly marinating in your own craziness on your own. Now it's time to bully some nerds.
Nerd alert!
Alice Rossi writes, Dear Donalds, I feel it's my duty to inform you that Kinder Pingui is actually pronounced Kinder Pingui with an accent on the last I. I mean, what are you supposed to do with this? Doesn't that make it sound even more joyous? Kinder Pingui. I'd put an accent. As far as I'm concerned, there's an accent on that I. Now, Kinder, I guess, is owned by Ferrero, which is an Italian company. So maybe it's an Italian accent. Kinder Pingui. Is that what it is? Is that what I should be saying? A Kinder, a Pingui. A Kinder, a Ping. Is this what I have to do? Go into Centra and be like, hi, can I get just some milk? And also, hey, a Kinder, a Pingui. Just like a mama. Doesn't that make it sound even more joy? Yeah, I think it's the short cutesy version of Pinguino, Italian for penguin. Have a blessed topless day. I'm doing it.
Take your tops.
Alice, how am I supposed to say Pingui? Pingui. A Pingui. Is that right? Feel free to read the email in the nerdy voice. Done it, babes. Andy Colleran. Ooh. Andy Colleran got his revenge in first this week by sending me an audio recording of what he perceived to be a nerd alert of me. I self-nerded myself. And this is his audio recording of me picking up Isabel Amell for her saying that so I got swabbed up my nose and I contrasted it with getting swabbed down my peen in an STD test when I was 25. And this is what Andy had to say.
Personally, I think it will be swabbed down your peen, up your nose, just using the classic directions there.
So, yeah, that hurt. And Isabel Amell has been on like flannel, not like anal. Look, David, I wasn't going to continue this beef. Sorry, Look, David, I wasn't going to continue this beef, but you brought it up again today. The way I see it, and I apologise if this is too crude for the peen cast, it basically is a peen cast now, but also it's Tops Off Thursday, so anything goes. If a penis is flaccid when it's being swabbed, the swab will clearly travel up the penis. And if a penis is erect, the swab will travel down it. Oh, I see. So it's basic phallic physics, David. So what we all know is that you were very aroused when getting your peen swabbed. I'm sorry to have to out you like this on your own podcast. Hashtag perv alert. As always, no judgment from me. It's funny because it does sound like there is some judgment here. I mean, we have a saying on the insulation tripod, Isabel, and that is similar to don't tell your granny how to suck eggs. Don't tell your granny about her peen if she has a peen. So you say that you'd swab up it, but that is if it was going down, as in if the physician or urologist was approaching it from below, like maybe lying on the ground or maybe lying on, do you know one of those skateboards that you go under a car to fit, like Billy Joel in the Uptown Girl video, that the physician is under there swabbing in an upward direction? No, instead you'd be more likely to lift. Do you know the way a peen is fully flexible? You can pretty much point it in any direction you want, and then you go down. I'm definitely right about this. Third nerd, Kevin O'Rourke. I'm sure I'm one of countless isolator cooking enthusiasts who have no doubt contacted you to correct your clear blunder when you suggested that a couple looking to spice up their sex life would use olive oil to fry their onion rings before partaking in their sexual exploits. Now, what this refers to is things have got V-sexy on the PCAST this week because I found my old 1,000 all-time best ever sex tips, tricks and techniques cosmopolitan handbook that I stole from a doctor's waiting room a few years ago, and it is the worst sex tips ever. One of them, the one that Kevin is referring to, was fry up onion rings, put them on your boyfriend's peen and eat them off. Now, the problem, so I had raised the point that the oil might speckle your bod while you were doing the frying, and I had said fry them in olive oil. Kevin's got a real problem with this. Olive oil having a low smoke point is a terrible frying oil and should not be used to deep or shallow fry anything, be it a sexual aid or otherwise. Oh my God. You want a nice neutral oil like sunflower or vegetable oil. I'm just off to pump on the deep fryer and batter my onion, so to speak. My wife is in for a deliciously sexy shock this evening. You're a sexily Kevin O'Rourke. Wow. Imagine taking the trouble to email that in. Drop me a line if you have anything on your mind. DOD@secondcaptains.com. We might as well do today's sex tip then. And this is sex tip 611.
It's a sleazy podcast.
Eat raw mushrooms, as the odour is reminiscent of sex. Isn't that the case? So often you are wandering round Tesco and you're just suddenly like, whoa, why do I feel so horny? And then you notice, yes, I'm in the mushrooms aisle. I'm close to the stir fries. Mum, this soup you've made is terribly, terribly sexy. Thanks, nerds. Now it's time for today's Say My Name. And Say My Name has taken a real turn today, as it's Tops Off Thursday, as it's a sexy show. We look at the darker side of that with, well, two of these anyway. The first is from Neil. I will leave out his second name. and attempt to make this as general as possible. Dearest Nobbler Styles, that is my name. Thank you, Neil. My story is not that I share a name with a famous person, but that someone with the same name as me once used me to get out of a sticky situation. Back in the mid-2000s, I worked for a large multinational. While I was there, I discovered that someone in the building had the same name as me. I am Neil, redacted second name, while my namesake was Niall, redacted second name, but confusingly pronounced his first name with the same as mine. Yeah, the Irishy Neil, fine. The post room often mixed our mail up, leading to us crossing paths often and laughing about the coincidence. A few years later, I'd left the company but ran into Niall/Neil at a social event where he introduced me to his wife. At one point in the conversation, she said to me, "The funny thing about you guys having the same name is it got back to me that Neil from the company got off with a colleague at work too. But then Niall/Neil told me about you." I could only smile politely and nod. I had never been with anyone at a work do in that company. I since found out they'd separated. Yowza! Loving the podcast. First saw you perform 20 years ago in Edinburgh, and you made us all wear disguises. Keep up the good work. I remember that show. That was my first full-length show in the year 2000. And I made the audience put on costumes and read scripts. I would say it worked 30% of the time. The rest of the time, people were just like, no, 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 not doing this. Danny Johnston writes, "Dear David, this is a nice one because it ties into it's Grunge Week on Second Captains. I'm so ugly. My name is Daniel Johnston. Nothing to get worked up about there. Pretty solid and Protestant sounding. I'm sure you'll agree. If a little bit harder to say than you think when you read it. Daniel Johnston. Johnston. I can say it, no problem. No tabloid-worthy celebs called Daniel Johnston, no titans of industry to compete with there. When I was 14 and planning out my career as a famous musician, it came time to Google my name and see if there was anyone waiting in the tall grass that might steal my thunder. Yeah, there is. I love him. There very much was, in the form of the extraordinary, colourful US singer-songwriter Daniel Johnston, who sadly passed away last year after a troubled life. See here the story of how he got lost in Dublin prior to a gig in Whelan's in 2008. It is a glorious tale of how he bought a lot of comics that afternoon, was sound check the sound was waiting to sound check in Whelan's and wandered up to Rathmines, and someone who was going to the gig later that evening found him sitting there and he was like, "I'm lost." Took him back to the gig. He shot to cult fame in the early 90s when Kurt Cobain wore a Daniel Johnston t-shirt on MTV. And this was very pleasing for me. This is Daniel Johnston, who spent most of the early noughties wearing a Kurt Cobain hoodie. He is, his songs are just so beautifully to the point. And so the thing that I know about him is that you could, for a while, he didn't want a record deal, so you had to write to him and ask him for a cassette of his songs. But then he didn't have the technology to copy the cassettes, so he would just record, he'd play the album and record it and send that to you. Isn't that just so beautiful? It did prematurely end my music career, but it introduced me to some amazing songs that softened my teenage grunge sensibilities for the better. So some cult famous name stories end well. I can thoroughly recommend both his back catalogue and the documentary The Devil and Daniel Johnston. Yeah, which is amazing, even though that has very much stolen the title of the forthcoming documentary, which will chart my fall from global domination due to a Pez addiction. Is there any better addiction than a Pez addiction? Does everyone know what Pez are? They're very strange. They're generally Disney or cartoon characters, but just their head. And instead of a body, just a kind of a stick. And then you yank their chin back. If you don't know what these are, it sounds like I'm making it up. And a tiny sweet that looks like a ecstasy pill shoots out of their under their chin. Yeah, well, sorry, that is not Daniel Johnston. That is, we got on a Pez riff there. And yeah, one of the most beautiful songs ever is "True Love Will Find You in the End." We're going out today with words that make you feel violent. Me Holly Bobs. Holly Bobs. Sinead Walker writes, howdy DOD. I think knickers instead of panties. So I didn't realize until this week that so many ladies feel they hate the word panties. Panties sounds a bit seedy or creepy, I think Sinead said. I know, but like, just say undies then. Because like underpants is the same root of undies and panties. It's just for some reason men took the undies part and ladies took the panties part. Probably the men stole the undies. Call them, what you reckon? On the subject of knickers, when I was small, I got mad at my mum and told her she had hard knickers. You got hard knickers. I kind of understand what you mean, because they would be of a thicker. My folks bring this up regularly, along with many other embarrassing childhood weirdness on my behalf. Thank you for that, Sinead. Matt Mullen. Hey there, diddly, diddly, diddly dads. That's my name. I hate the non-ironic use of banter and or bants. I'm not entirely sure why. I know, Matt. It's because it's used a lot as an excuse or a way to diminish when you've said something hurtful or offensive and someone is clearly hurt or feels offended. You go, it's just banter. Keep up the great humanitarian work. Oh, compliment. Thank you. Karen Long writes, the notorious DOD, heard you talking about giving out. Yeah, I didn't realize this week, or I didn't realize until I spent time abroad, that giving out was a uniquely Irish turn of phrase. And Karen reckons it's a literal translation of "egg tour amach" in Irish. Yeah, that does. That makes sense. I only discovered how uniquely Irish it is when I lived abroad and an American asked me if it meant giving a blowjob. Oh my days. I was giving out to him last night. Whoa! No! He said his equivalent would be bitching. E.g. my mum was bitching at me for not doing my homework. No, bitching is strong. It's a different, I don't know, there's more humanity to giving out. Bonus, words that make me feel violent. Obligatory, when people say, for example, obligatory holiday selfie or obligatory post-run pic. It's a self-imposed obligation. No picture is obligatory. All the best, Karen Long. Thank you very much, Karen. Last one today from Matt Rafter. Hey, Doddlebox, that's my name. I'm in complete agreement with your visceral hatred of the words hollybobs and hubby. Me hollybob! Which, might I add to this list, the dreaded use on social media of this one to refer to another person. Primarily, though, I'm emailing to let you know that I do actually have a very weird, horrible, overwhelming feel of violence come over me whenever I hear you say the word PCAST. Really?
PCAST!
Which is quite shocking, because I do quite like you and have done for some years. You wouldn't call a portaloo a P-loo. Nah, you could. Or a pill alarm a P-alarm, would you? A P-alarm. There is a thing, there is a P-alarm, which is for kids who are still pee in bed. You can have an alarm fitted to your undies so that you wake up. And you only need to be woken up a few times for your body to be like, oh yeah, no, shouldn't do this. I mean, is PCAST that? So my problem with the word podcast is it's derivative of iPods. Because podcasts were when the iPhone came out. And I think so it's like a proprietary Apple word. So I was trying to move it on to PCAST. And I didn't know that it annoyed you, Matt Rafter, so much. But am I going to stop? I'm not going to stop. No way. Few things I'm never going to stop doing. Never going to stop taking my top off.
Take your tops off.
Every Thursday. And I hope you will leave your tops off now for the whole day. I hope it's a reasonable day. I'm allowed to go out now. Oh, I can't wait. Shine, sweet freedom. Shine a light on me. Thank you very much for listening to Thursday's Tripod. I'll talk to you all maybe tomorrow. Yeah, let's do it. You got a date.
That's the second time he's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.